Welcome back to the J&B Neighbor Gamer Podcast. We are a couple of guys that enjoy video games, movies, and entertainment. My name is Bay, and I'm joined with my neighbor Jay.
What's up, Bay? How are you?
I'm doing great, man, considering the Padres.
Oh, yes.
And we're recording this early, so we're actually recording this on Sunday, and it'll air on Wednesday. But Saturday, the Padres just beat... And I hate the Dodgers.
Mm.
So it feels so great accomplishing this. Padres just beat the Dodgers.
Yeah. I was watching it at home. First we're at Rocky Baja, and then it was like Dodgers were up 2 and Padres were at 0. I was like, all right. And I think the game started like at 6:30, and we ended up at Rocky Baja like around 9 o'clock at night. I'm like, dude, this game's still going? It's so long. Jeez.
Because of the delay. There was like a delay to start the game.
Oh, okay.
And that's how come it, because it was supposed to start 6:30, but right. Then like I looked at it, I'm like, why is it only the second inning? And it was almost 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. So
that's what that's about. And then got home and I was like, whoa, they're about to win. They're winning now.
Yeah. You know, and we're not a podcast about sports, but we're San Diegans, and it is so awesome to see the city excited about something, and especially, you know, we lost the Chargers.
That's right. So you know, nothing else to cheer for.
This is our only team, and I mean,
how about the Gulls?
Do they still play here? I guess so, huh?
Unless they flew way too.
That's like the IHL or something.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a lower league. I mean, it's still professional sports. Mm-hmm. And I do believe we do have a soccer team. I'm not sure if it's the Sockers or not. It used to be. But yeah, Padres. Padres are doing great.
Right.
And man, people are super excited. It's all over the social media.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play on Tuesday. And I believe it's against the Phillies.
Yeah.
So hopefully when this airs, we already have a one game win in this series.
Yeah, that'd be sick. On top of that, when I went to the gym this morning, and I saw all these people wearing their gear, wearing their SD hats, you know, the brown and mustard.
Yeah.
Is it mustard or is it gold? I want to say it's gold.
Let's say it's gold. Baby. It's gold. It's gold now.
That's right, baby.
What's up, Dodger Blue?
Sad, huh? Damn.
Sad for you guys. You know, I'm not going to get into that.
Dang, Bay talks crap, huh?
I do. I'm a salty guy.
Salty. I'll hear me like, ooh, you know, watch.
Well, we got a lot to talk about today. And so those are your first time listening to us. You can follow us on Instagram and just look for Jay and Bay Neighbor Gamers. You can go on our Twitter, and that's @ spelled out J-A-Y, the letter N, B-A-Y, podcast. That's Jay and Bay Podcast. And you know what? Tell us. Tell us what you think and feel. And those of you that are longtime listeners, please continue to share us with your friends and help us with that logarithm that Apple holds on us that just expand our audience. So, finales, Jay. We got some finales to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the She-Hulk finale. We've got the Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power. Are we going to actually see some rings in this episode? We'll unwrap.
They didn't show any rings at all?
Not yet. They're trying to make them.
Oh, they're making them.
Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that. That's an interesting thing. We'll also talk about Andor. And what's going on there with the exciting episode 6. And then we've got some gaming news to start off with. But I'll also review Severed Steel, which is a game that's been out for a while. But it's kind of hit my radar. And I said, hey, what's this all about? And that's a first-person shooter. Yeah, very fun game. So let's do this. Let's talk about some of this news. And Jay, we talked about this game. And I'm a little salty. Talking about me being salty.
Mm-hmm.
A little salty about Gotham Knights and their 30 FPS.
Hmm. You know, a lot of first-party studios offer the player either 60 frames per second or 30. And then if it's 30, it's 4K, or if it's 60, it's like a modified, like it's flexible, you know, goes in and out of it. I'm surprised to hear that they're not going that route.
Yeah, it's locked in, and it's...
At least you know it's not going to move up and down. It's just going to be stable.
I know, but... Man, like,
is this 60 though? Huh?
Yeah, I want it up, man. And we're paying $70 for this game, and I'm sure there's a legendary edition or of some sorts that's probably $100. But it just feels slow. It feels like it's going to be a slower performing game, and they're already talking about how the gameplay is hindered. Mm-hmm. That it's not something that you're. You know, it's going to be a focus of this game. This is from the reviewers. So I'm just a little like, wow, I'm not as excited to pick this up for $70. You know, but I mean, I think we talked about, hey, we're going to pick this up like and play this together to get impressions and stuff. Mm-hmm. But man, it doesn't get me excited about it. And this may make it a bad review. I don't know.
We'll see. Let's see how it goes. I mean, like we've lived in 30 frames per second for a long time now.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You saw the other side of the buttery smoothness of 60 frames, like Spider-Man or God of War or Ghost of Tsushima or what else game? Like Last of Us is 60 frames now and...
Well, yeah, and you kind of nailed it by saying Spider-Man, right? And Spider-Man's an older game. And this is a game coming out in near 20, almost 2023, and you're gonna limit us with 30 FPS. Hmm. I don't know. I don't know. It's not something that makes me want to get excited about. Now, you know, I'm gonna have to play it and see it is. Maybe the graphics will still look good, you know, and maybe the story will. Push itself out of this, but it doesn't leave a really good doesn't leave me anticipating this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you know what, Jay, you've been kind of neutral with it the whole time, so I get it. Maybe it's me just over anticipating it.
Well, I think you just wanted it to do really well. I wanted it to do well. I just don't have like high hopes for it, I guess.
Right. Well, Batman was 30 FPS. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Arkham Asylum.
Maybe it has to do like with the online. I mean, Avengers was online and it ran at 60 frames.
Right.
But I don't know, it doesn't look as good as, you know, this game.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, here we go.
Like
here
the
we go.
Graphic wise, I mean.
And that comes out next week.
Yeah, this coming Friday.
This coming Friday. I'm going to get it. Where are you going to buy it from? You're just going to go with the download?
Yeah.
Okay. I may go over to GameStop and maybe use my pro account.
Ooh.
$5 discount. Get some kind of savings.
Yeah. So yeah. When you return it.
So when I so exactly. You
turn
it back in.
and
something for it.
And just hope I'm not going to do that
right away.
I don't
know how fast you're going to do that. I'm like, hey, babe, let's play. And you're like, oh, it's already in somebody else's hands.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't have it anymore. That's crazy. Now, another thing that you had mentioned before we started recording was Bayonetta. Why is that in the news?
That's in the news because the original voice actress was only offered, on her side of the story, is only offered $4,000 for the whole performance. And I just looked up how much a voice actor or voice actress makes. It's usually about $1,800 a week.
Wow.
So, I don't know. They replaced her with a different actress after that. So, she didn't get the role.
Oh, okay.
It turned out to be somebody else. But she's still wanting the fan base to boycott Bayonetta 3.
So, are they using her voice at all?
I don't think so.
Well, then there you go, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Would you boycott a game if the voice actor, actress asked you to?
Is her voice that good?
I don't know. She's the OG Bayonetta.
She's OG, she's the original Bayonetta.
Yeah.
Okay. And I wonder if she's under contract. If she was under contract to like for X amount of years, mm-hmm. I can understand her displeasure. But yeah, maybe there's more surrounding that story.
Yeah.
Would I not play a game on account of?
I mean, you can read more of the detail in Kotaku. That's where I pulled it from.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just asking in general now.
See, for me, like, if I'm a Bayonetta fan, and then like I was like, oh man, I can't wait for this game to come out. Maybe that would kind of sway me a little bit, but I still want to play the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I want to see what it looks like. I'm not gonna not play it on account of the voice actor got robbed of some money. I'm not sure if that's really the case or not.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it was like maybe her agent or somebody not helping her in this deal. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. And I've never done any of that kind of work, so I can't really say for sure. Yeah. Are you going to play that game?
It's on the Switch. And honestly, my Switch has been on the couch, like just sitting there for a very long time without being charged.
Oh, wow.
So like, that would be a hard no, probably.
Really?
Yeah. Unless they ported it to like PlayStation.
Is it only going to be on the Switch?
I believe so.
Huh. Yeah, well, then there you go, because I ain't got a Switch. See, well, you know what? What if we were to like split it or something,
mm-hmm.
and then give it a shot? When I got to look at the release date for that. But hey, another thing on the news is Elden Ring. And Jay asked me, "Bae, there's a DLC coming out for Elden Ring. Are you going to fire that game back up?" What about you, Jay?
Yeah, because they've been updating the game with different changes to weapons and not classes, because it's not classes, but like, for example, I was reading a Colossal Sword. They used to be a little bit slower in the past, but they've patched it where it's fast now.
Okay.
So it's a little bit more viable. So I'm interested to see that, because whenever they patch a game out, items and moves and weapons, it makes the game feel a little different.
Okay.
And then they're releasing the DLC, so it's brand new content.
Oh, so wow.
Stuff we haven't seen before. That'd be sick.
I wonder if I'm going to have to go back in there and like jump over boulders and trigger that all that stuff to loot some extra, what do you call that stuff that the essence or something.
Oh yeah, I forgot, right? The name of their money.
Yeah, it's that, called the currency, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And I was doing all that. I was doing the jump off the cliff and swinging my sword with my right hand while I'm falling, and then after you do that for like 50 times, then you get some of that essence or something.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna play that game again. That game, even though it made me so freaking upset and crazy, stressed out the whole family, because there he goes dying again and getting all upset. I am gonna break out some Elden Ring.
They even changed the way how weapons perform in PvP.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which is cool. So okay. It kind of separates it, which means that you can have all the stuff that are that may be broken and overpowered in the original game, in the PvE environment,
uh-huh.
And then take that same weapon, and it'll be a little different in the PvP. So you might have to change your loadout.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Man, that game, there was a lot of ups and downs in that game, but mostly ups. Because, man, when you get the right sword... or samurai sword, right? What was that? Rivers of Blood?
Yeah.
Boy, sick. Man, you're loving it, right? And you're like all about it, and you're trying to use it and maybe go and revisit some guys to beat and kill, because now you got a badass sword and you can do that.
Yeah, I'd always go to that front gate, and I think that was one of the points of the game where the bottleneck you where it's very hard and challenging, where all those guards are.
Right.
Anyways, they would be my test subjects to test it out and see if the weapons are good or not.
Yeah.
Or that troll that runs down the hill a little bit.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
And that just makes me think about, like, Destiny, for example. Because, you know, with Destiny, they try to keep their weapons the same across both PvE and PvP.
Okay.
So, I wonder if they would ever go that route where they change it up a little bit. So things can be overpowered in PvE, then won't be overpowered in PvP, and vice versa.
I guess it depends, right? It depends on how long they plan to drag the series out.
Well, it's like they had a 10-year plan, and they're like getting close.
Okay.
Right? 2000, when did it come out? Is it 2012, 14, or something like that? I'll look it up while you talk.
Oh, you're talking about Destiny?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's been out since 2014. And I remember when I first got the PS4. That was like, Destiny was like the gateway drug for people to get that PS4.
Mm-hmm. They got 2 more years, and then they'll hit their 10-year plan.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's impressive, man. And I'm still playing Destiny.
Oh, you are on the side?
Oh, yeah.
I don't see you hide your screen.
You know what?
Because you don't play Street Fighter, and then I see when people come up, I'm like, oh, SDB. And then I haven't checked lately. I'm just messing with you. But
I might have been. Yeah, I'm closet Destiny player right here.
Because you know on PlayStation, you can set it where like it says do not disturb type of deal.
Okay.
So, like, you know, like, if you check, like, I hover over your name, it says, do not disturb or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I'll say what you're doing, but, like, it'll give me the option to, like, think about, oh, do I want to text him or not?
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yes. I was playing it this week on account. I got the 30th anniversary pack. Man, they're still getting my money, but it was on sale. You know me, man. I love a good sale. And I got it for like $16.99 or something like that. And it's normally like $25. And so, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, you get the Galahorn, right?
Oh.
Yeah, but you don't just, they don't just give you the Galahorn.
You got to do the mission for it?
You got to do the friggin' dungeon, which is hard, man.
Oh, yeah?
It's long. You got to like do some, here they are with the jump puzzles. Jump puzzles, man. You got trap doors and jump puzzles and these spikes. Mm-hmm. Spikes, like if you hit the trap door, these spikes kill you.
I've heard what class you play.
Titan. Yeah. Well, you know what? Enough of the Destiny, because I always talk about it every episode. I'm not sure they're done with Bay talking about Destiny. Let's move on to, you want to move on to these finales?
Sure.
Yeah. So let's start with She-Hulk.
Hmm. What do you want to talk about? Would you like, what do you think about it?
I want to defer to you because I want the audience to hear from you first as to like what the normal, non-salty, host thinks about, the She-Hulk finale.
Yeah. It threw me for a loop. I was like, okay, this is where it's going and all. We're going to spoil it. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, LT. And it was just going in the path that was what series usually goes through. Like, you want like big finale, big fight. That's what you expect. And then all these random characters come in all of a sudden. And then she starts breaking the fourth wall all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, well, let me go back to the beginning. In the beginning, they showed like an old school intro.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah. So it, I was like, all right, yeah. I was all for it. And then when she started breaking the fourth wall and she went to that Disney park, I was like more interested in the Disney park where they filmed the shows. So that was very distracting to me. I'm like, well, we're getting behind the scenes. I was like, look at all the dwarves that are holding up the roof.
Yeah.
And then she talks with the creative team behind She-Hulk.
The writers.
Yeah, and like how she doesn't like how where her story's going because all these Marvel films like end up the same way. And I was like, wow, they're really... she is really throwing it at the writers saying that things are the same. And she wants to change it up. And it's her story. And
And Kevin... Oh, you got to go talk to Kevin about this.
Yeah.
Right, and we're like, damn, Kevin Feige? And then he's going to want to be in this or what? And it's K-E-V-I-N, the freaking robot that's responsible for this.
It's funny, I was talking with a coworker and she reminded of her Portal because she plays video games. I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. So, that being said, did I like it or not? I watched it. It was okay. I didn't hate it. I enjoyed that it was different.
Okay.
It's funny how like Hulk just comes out from that planet that he was from, that he resided in for like 2 years as Hulk.
Right.
Sakaar.
Right.
Now he has a son that came down.
Scar from Sakaar.
Oh, see, I don't know. Wow. I wonder if I'm pretty sure they're gonna have some type of story background about him.
Yeah. It's very interesting.
Yeah. So the way how you expected it to end, it didn't end that way. that Marvel usually does. So I applaud him for that. It's just totally wacky. It's like, what's going on? They got me when... do you have Apple TV?
No.
Oh, maybe that's why. Like, when it phased out and she broke through the screen, like, of her TV show.
Like the panel?
Right? Yeah. I mean, it's funny because it had the same sound. I don't know. Maybe that's how Disney is, too. The same background noise or button press when you ever X out from an app.
Uh-huh.
So that I was like, what the hell? I didn't do anything. I was like, this is some Metal Gear Solid stuff that's going on. They're playing with me. I didn't press the controller. It's like all the way on the table. I'm on the couch. So yeah, for those things I enjoyed it. Could have been better. I'm sure it could have been, but that's the way how they wanted to tell it.
Yeah, I get it. I get that they were always making this light and a fun series, joking about stuff constantly, joking about her romance and her love life and this and that. I love the reference to the 80s TV show with. You know, you wouldn't like me when I'm angry, kind of thing. And they did the whole when she was changing the tire and all that stuff. I loved all that. And I was like, man, this is going to be cool. This is going to be cool, right? And then, oh, what the hell's going on, right? And the whole intelligentsia thing was just some guys hating on women being powerful or whatever.
All right.
And that dude started to become the Hulk, and then Wong showed up, did he show up? Like, was it
at the end?
Yeah. Okay. Well, and Hulk shows up, and you're like, whoa. Okay.
Why is everybody here?
Right. And then they went back to that, you know, and they showed Hulk again at the end, and you know, why are you doing this, just to do it? And so I was a little bothered by it. I wasn't like totally let down because I didn't hold this series with a high regard anyways. I just thought of it like, you know, watching a sitcom kind of deal. But I wish they would have just give us a little more explanation as to the whole Scar thing with his son coming in, right? Because... are you just showing us Scar and his dad just to show it, or are you gonna actually pursue this? Because there's a big plot of story there. Like when Hulk is on that planet, he actually meets a woman and they have Scar, right? And this woman, Kyara, the old strong, something like that, she like fights these battles and she actually dies, and her death triggers Hulk to start like some revenge towards, I think, the people of Earth. And okay, hey, are they going to pursue that, or are they just throwing it out there? Are we actually going to have Scar and his storyline, his plot line, because of his genetics of being part Hulk and part alien? He grows up very fast and becomes, doesn't have much of a childhood. So he's just in the comics, he's just very upset, you know, and he actually fights his dad. He fights because he's like, where the hell have you been? You know what I mean? So for them to just say, like, oh, hey, here he is. Here's my son. Hey, check it out. He's my son. We're going to have some barbecue. Let's go grab a hot dog, son. You know? And that's it. And you just go on. And like, what? What are we doing here? And it's, and I get it. You're Marvel. You can do whatever the hell you want. But dang, man. You really try to test my patience.
Dang. Serious. He's just like a vase of arms right now, like popping out with his veins.
Yeah. I got to calm down the vein in my forehead here. But yeah, and it's just a show and stuff, and it's just freaking Marvel being Marvel.
Hey, maybe they will go back, and I'm sure they're gonna introduce this guy. They're gonna talk about him for sure.
Yeah,
in the depth that you want. I don't know.
No, they won't. It won't be.
They won't have the show.
And then, you know, here's my uncle Red Hulk. Red Hulk will just show up, you know, and we won't.
Is that a different Hulk?
It is. It's Ross. The General Ross becomes Red Hulk.
General Ross?
Yeah, and they've hinted, and these are speculative, right? That Harrison Ford could be Red Hulk.
Yeah, because unfortunately the other actor passed. Yes.
Right.
So that's why Harrison Ford took on that role.
I don't know. I don't know if that's legit or what.
Well, yeah. I said he took on the role for Ross.
Okay. Well, yeah. That's good. Or, you know, is he just going to push down a wall and be like, oh, hey, I'm not really doing this, but I am.
I got a bad feeling about this.
No. And you know, I get it. I'm not too upset about it, but it kind of kills it for a finale.
Hmm.
For me, you know, like a
season finale.
Yeah, you know, you're like, for me, a finale. I want a little. I don't want a whole lot of mystery. I want some explanation. I do understand they want some kind of cliffhanger at some point, and yeah. I get it, right? You know, just kind of luring us into the next season. But when you, it's like cutting it abruptly for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that and so I don't get a lot, and it's like, wow.
Did you stay for the stinger?
Where was it?
Like Wong takes Abomination.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's like, all right.
Yeah, all right. Move on to the next right. Marvel thing.
All right. Let me move. Then you click on to the, you know, you to the next to, Disney.
Wakanda Forever.
Right. Exactly.
Which is coming out like next month. You can buy tickets now if you want.
Yeah.
Did you buy tickets yet?
Not yet.
Yeah.
I'm kind of... I'm going to watch it. Yeah. I don't know if I'm going to watch it on the premiere week.
I want to. I just worked that night, so I can't.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I think I do.
Wow.
I was kind of bummed about that. But it's okay, because God of War comes out the week before, and I'm off that day.
Oh, wow. This is the great thing about this time of year. There's a lot to look forward to.
Damn, we got to beat freaking Gotham Knights before God of War comes out. That's not a lot of time.
It isn't.
Especially when you're playing Destiny, right, Bay?
Yeah, it is.
And when I'm playing Street Fighter, so yeah, I'm in the same boat.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Can we do this? Can we do Lord of the Rings real quick?
Yeah.
You know what? It's kind of funny because...
Are you gonna spoil this one too? Because you got some people were upset with us.
Were they? Were they upset with my spoilers?
Yes. Announce it, please.
Okay, spoilers. Spoilers, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, because it's all Galadriel's fault. This whole thing is all Galadriel's fault.
Is that the main character?
Yeah, she's the
elf, right?
The elf. Uh-huh. And, you know, she's from the original Lord of the Rings. But it's so crazy how this comes together.
Please tell me, I'm very intrigued.
See, it's funny because I really enjoyed this, right? I really enjoyed the characters, the relationships. And then it felt like in this episode... that they were like in a rush, you know what I mean? Like, dang man, we gotta finish and push this out there because our audience wants something, but it didn't. It felt rushed, and so here's a few things that happened. So the whole thing with Galadriel, right? Before that, one of the things is the queen, Muriel, returns to Numenor. And they come back wounded. She's blind, and they're going back. Her father, the king, dies, and so with him dying, King Palandir, I think that's how you say his name. He shows one of these other characters, and it's I forget her name. I think it's Irindin. He shows her this fear that was showing him the future, right? And it's like this, and it's covered in a cloth, and he pulls it off, and he's allowing her to see it, and then boom, he dies, right? She, in in that sphere, he was able to see the fall of his land, Numenor, his kingdom. And we don't know if that girl is going to see the same result. And so that's kind of like a cliffhanger for that, right? Then you move over to with the Harfoots, right? And you got Nori, and what we left off with is they're trying to find Nori, and her peeps are trying to find the stranger, and we don't know who this stranger is, right? But these mystics are hot on his trail, and they think that the stranger is Sauron, right? And Sauron's like the big bad guy. And so they're like, they catch him and they're like, yo, you're Sauron. You just don't know it yet. Because he's kind of have an amnesia and stuff. They're like, yo, we're gonna take care of you. But we're going to, we also need to imprison you for a little bit until you figure out who you are, right? And then they're in the middle of like tying him up. And then when they're like tying him up and putting him away, the Harfoots are trying to intercept and get in there and untie who they think is Sauron, right? And they get to him, right? And they start like untying his arms and stuff, and then he like transforms and he turns into, it was one of these mystic girls, and they like kind of trick the Harfoots that, oh hey, you know, here I am, I'm gonna get you or whatever. In this struggle, in this like move, the stranger gets up and he's like, yo, these are, you know, and he like interferes and takes the mystic staff and he slams it, and the mystics crumble, right? And as they crumble, you see this little figure, and it's those figures that you saw in Lord of the Rings that have like a skull like look to their face, and he's like a crazy crown, right? And they disappear. So we're like, whoa, you know, like here he is. Like they're like, dang man, he's got powers, right? And then the cool thing, you know, is that Nori has this conversation with the stranger, and it turns out that this, you know, and he talks about what they call him, right? Like it's funny. Sorry to sidestep it, but because like one crazy statement, because it's kind of weird, like the way they're acting this out, like he's fighting these guys and he says and screams to them, I am good, and it just came out like weird and awkward, right? and he's a wizard, right? And who do you think of in wizards with Lord of the Rings?
Gandalf, yeah,
right? So he's freaking Gandalf, right? And he kind of reveals this to Nori without saying it, you know. And one of the things he says is to the girl later that, hey, if you're ever lost, just follow your nose. Mm-hmm. And that's like a saying
what he does. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Now, and it's all fine and dandy, but the weird thing for me was like prior to this, he was having trouble speaking. And then all of a sudden he was just like, you know, giving advice and saying shit, and he's just you know what I mean. So it was like kind of let's hurry up Gandalf and get to the part that we want to,
yeah,
and finish this story so we can get on to the next one, because here we are, we're covering all these little things, these important parts to this final episode in less than an hour, you know. And so we find out that he's Gandalf. And that's all fine and dandy. They say their long goodbyes, the Harfoots, and then they move on and stuff. And then it goes back to Galadriel. And this is where Galadriel and Halbrand, they're like, they've been close to each other this whole time. They're kind of hinting, this whole series has been hinting that they're going to have a relationship. And then she finds out, Galadriel finds out that Halbrand isn't who he says he is, because what he's supposed to be is the supposed king of the Southlands. But she looks up in these documents, and the actual successor to the Southlands had died without a successor, mm-hmm. without a child or anybody leading up. So she's like, dude, you're not the king of the Southlands. Who are you? And then he starts, you know, trying to, he's a master manipulation. He's trying to woo her and like, yo, we can do this together, Galadriel, you know. You just stay with me. I'll make you my queen. We'll have the power and we'll do this together. And with you, you'll keep me pure and like good, you know. And she's like, what? Like, nah, man, I ain't joining. This is in my
yeah, this is what's going on.
This is my explanation, right? She's like, nah, man, I ain't doing this shit, you know. And then she like busts out her sword, her little dagger, and she's, nah, man, this is not how it's gonna go. And then she's like, no, I'm not going with you. And he's like, what? And then he starts going sour, like, no, what? You're the reason why I exist. You saved me. I'm manipulating her. You saved me in the sea. And if it wasn't for you, Sauron wouldn't exist. And boom, and they look in the water, and you can see their silhouette, and you see like the real Sauron silhouette in the water, and then you see like her, and then he like throws her in the water. She's like drowning. And then she wakes up because Elrond finds her and picks her out of the water. He disappears, right? And I'm here at this point. I'm like, shit, man, they haven't made the rings yet. What the hell, man? There's like freaking 15 minutes left. Where's the damn rings? You know, there's supposed to be 20 rings, and they got none. They got zero rings.
They're still thinking about it?
They're still talking about it, you know? And it's funny because, like, even before this, Sauron's like, I almost thought like he was going to break the fourth wall, and because he was like hinting on to one of the elves, the dude that makes the rings, and he's like, yo, man, you could mix in different alloys to make this ring from this little piece of Mithril, you know? And he like looks at the TV almost and winks like yo,
you know what that means, right?
Right. You know, this is where it all begins.
Yeah, you know
what I mean?
Mithril strong.
And so they finally make the rings.
Oh, okay. All 20 of them?
Three.
Okay.
So this is going to be a long series, man.
Seems like it. You
sit here and you had... What was this? I'm not sure what episode this was.
Eight.
Episode 8?
I think right? so.
Thank you. Episode 8. And you got the rings from the elves. You still need 7 rings from the dwarves. And then you need 9 from, I think, the men of Earth. And then 1 from Sauron. So.
The one that rules them all?
Yeah. So, like, I'm not completely... I wasn't, like... with She-Hulk, that man, disappointed in that way. They did give enough, but it just felt a little hurried here. And you know, it was like, okay, what's going to happen next? It's going to be a long series. And I guess the next part's going to be them having the dwarves make their rings, and then we'll go on from there and eventually see Sauron. And I mean, what's going to happen with Sauron? Is he going to lead the orcs, right? Is it going to be that evil, dark elf? I think his name is Adar or something like that.
So you actually get to see Sauron in this, huh? In his younger years?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, and you know what? They did that well. I really like that twist that it was Halbrand, and then he like turned into Sauron, and that whole thing. I'm totally into the whole Gandalf thing. I think that's really going to make this show exciting. And he's with a Harfoot now instead of like a hobbit, right? So that was Lord of the Rings. I'm dying to hear what some of you think. I know, and we always say LT, because LT's one of the guys that's been on our program. And he kind of lured me to talk about this a little more, and so I'm glad I finished this series, and I'm looking forward to season 2. Yeah, Jay, man, that was a lot. That was a lot, but there's more to say here, Jay, and there's Andor.
Yeah, Andor is great. I think they're on episode 6 now, and it's a slow burn, you know, getting all the lore and character building and the relationships between the characters. And here, this is the action sequence, like, but their plan, 3, 2, 1, LT, where the plan is going, you see him execute it, and characters die in this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're not scared of, like, axing characters.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's good or bad or what, because sometimes you like to see some of these characters that you enjoyed and kind of gravitated to, and then next thing you know, they're gone. But I think it's good because it just keeps the story flowing, right? And so, interesting, right? It looked really cool that they finally showed that eye with all those, what was that, stars or stuff moving in the sky? Yeah, the iris
or something.
Yeah.
It's funny how they named that. I was like, oh, I wonder why they name it that. And then they have a view, a scene where when you look through it at the bridge, you can look. It looks like an eye.
Yeah.
It looks sick, yeah.
It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very intense, like the way how they had to fly into that storm, getting chased by three TIE fighters, and the navigator, Mimic, his broken back, and they had to give him some type of vial so he can just stay awake for it, to tell him where to go, because there's no coordinates, and they have all this money that they stole from the Empire, and they make it out. But then, like we were saying a little bit earlier, there were some casualties from their team.
Yeah. I thought that was done really well. I thought that the whole thing with them sneaking in and then pulling the, you know, surprising these Imperial officers and stuff, that what they were here for.
Mm-hmm.
Getting that all into the ship, the coins and stuff.
It's a lot of money, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they finally get away, and here we are. You got Cassian and Skeen.
Yeah.
Right? And what does Skeen tell him?
He's like, hey, there's like at least 80 million credits there. Like, let's break it off and go half and half. And we'll be on our own way. And Cassian's like, what? What are you talking about? How about your brother? There was no brother. Oh, shit. This guy is ruthless, man. This guy don't care, man. He just wants to survive. And then what was his name?
Cassian or Skeen?
Skeen starts talking, and then Cassian, boom, shoots him. He don't give a shit. Dude, stop. I don't hear nothing no more. Shut your face.
yo, Cassian doesn't say, yo, let me think about it.
Yeah,
he just said, boom, you're boom, I'm killing you.
Yeah,
you're
mid-sentence, dead, man.
Yeah, ain't no split in nothing, man.
Yeah, this is the second time this season he's done that.
Right.
He don't play.
He doesn't.
Yeah.
He just acts quick.
Yeah.
And I love that. It's like, wow, you know, and then he's true to himself.
Fair, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, so he goes over and he sees that Mimic is gone. I mean, it's cool how that doctor is basically two other people.
Right. Cause he has like four arms.
Yeah. And then, but Mimic dies and Cassian comes up and tells their leader, what's the leader's name? I forgot her name.
Vel.
Vel tells Vel, I'm pointing a gun at him, that I'm just taking my cut. Here's this crystal. Give it back to whatever his name is. That dude. Royal dude.
Luthen.
Luthen. Give it to Luthen. And I'll just take my cut and leave. But right. She gives Mimic's,
manifesto.
Yeah, manifesto. And Cassian leaves.
Yeah. And I guess the big question is, how does this still form together? Like for me, I'm like, how does this still form together at this point? You know, because they got the money which they needed.
Yeah.
Right.
To supply the Rebel Alliance.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But like, where are these rebels?
They're scattered, right?
They are.
They're scattered all around. So at some point, they're gonna find like a hub.
Okay.
I mean, and that one girl, lady in the Empire, the one that's researching it, she'll probably announce it at some point, because she's doing all that research, and she understands the randomness that's going on.
Okay.
And now it's the boiling point where the Rebel Alliance, with these seven, and two of the insiders did a job and got money, and now they have funds for it. So, and the Empire's like really worried about it.
Yeah.
Because he gets all those officers in that room, and like you have to come up with a plan to figure out what's going on.
It's kind of cool because you think about this and you're like, yeah, you know, to be able to fund a rebellion, you got to have some cash flow, right? And what better way than to take that money from your freaking enemy and then create a rebellion to destroy them?
Mm-hmm.
That's freaking cool, man.
Right?
I think that's just awesome how that comes together like that. Wow. There's still a lot to... This is only halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's 12 episodes, and I think we just finished episode 6.
Yeah.
If you haven't started watching this, honestly, like, this is kind of a... You will miss... If you start at 6, you will miss some stuff. But dang, I think everything's going to take off from this episode. I at least hope, right? You'll see more action and you'll see some new characters because a lot of them are dead at this point.
Yeah.
Right?
And the whole group is dead.
They're gone.
Yeah.
And then we'll find out a little bit more about that dude, Cyril, yeah. Right? And how he ends up back into...
Into Cassian's life.
Yeah, into trying to get him. Because yeah. he totally wants to go after this guy. So, wow. What are your thoughts? Like, how'd you feel about it? And what do you think going forward?
Yeah, really enjoyed the episode. A lot of action. Had purpose based on all the previous episodes. Like that build up. And then, because as I was waiting for Comic-Con tickets, we watched the first episode in the background. And it's funny how it started. He's just looking for his sister. And right. How it evolved to him working for the rebels, essentially for money. But now he has this book that he's probably going to look through and read and probably be influenced by. And then kind of be part of the Rebel Alliance somehow.
Yeah, and
which he is, because you know you watch Rogue One, so you know what happens to him. But it is interesting.
Yeah, well, and he was hesitant to take it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
because he was actually having conversations with Mimic, and it meant something to him,
mm-hmm.
especially to hear somebody that was that passionate about what they're trying to do to make things right.
Yeah,
and. He
how they take away your freedom and yeah
right. And he had similar feelings, but it was kind of more towards how it affected him with his finding his sister and that kind of stuff. So yeah, I think this is gonna be really good. Okay, I'm really getting pulled in to this. I like Cassian. He's a very likable hero. He's gone through some hardships. He's quick on making decisions, right? He's very skilled and knowledgeable. He's a smart guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing is he's in there getting himself dirty and doing dirty work, killing dudes
yeah.
that need to be off.
Even though they're on my team. Well, yeah. They were on the team, but now he's scheming.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So yeah, I think that's, a cool point that we're at with number 6, and then let's move on with 7, and that'll be good too, right? Yeah. So,
speaking of Star Wars, I picked up Rey's lightsaber, so I'm missing just Leia's.
Wow!
And I'll be happy.
So this lightsaber is what color?
It's yellow. So that's a color of the Sentinel Jedi.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have a balance between combat and schooling.
Where did you go to get it?
So, you know, I had those Amazon deals, and then I follow Wario64 on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And I was just browsing, and all of a sudden this popped up, and I was like, what? There's a discount. So I looked, and I was like, oh, that's the one I want. And it showed two links, one for Amazon, one for Best Buy. I clicked on the Amazon one. And that link, I don't know, it didn't show up. I mean, it showed that it was being sold, but by other sellers, and it was going for $267.
Wow.
And then I clicked on Best Buy, and their deal was $100 off, so $150.
Oh, man, that's great.
And it said the offer ends at $2,300, so I mean, at 11 p.m. And I started looking at reviews. I'm like, is it really worth it for me to buy? I mean, I know I want it, but how bad do I really want this?
Yeah.
Because they also have it at Disneyland when you go to their park.
Yeah.
And it's a little, like, there's variances between Disneyland's and Hasbro's.
Okay.
So I was like, looked at the review and the way how you turn on the saber, it's not a button. It's like one of her parts of the, there's a mechanism that you switch over.
Okay.
Like a gear. And then the way how it ignites, it flashes different colors, which is very unique to lightsabers. And you can cut, like, you can see it through the hilt. I'm like, oh, this is sick.
Wow.
I can get it. So I picked it up. I got it. Which I will pick up today.
Where are you gonna put it?
Oh, I don't know.
You're not yet?
Oh, I do. I have an idea. I just need to get the poster. Then I need to get the poster frame. Nice. From IKEA.
That's cool, man.
Yeah. And I'm just missing Leia's.
What color is Leia's? Is it green?
I think it's blue, is it?
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, they had that small scene.
Right.
Right?
Okay.
I think it's blue.
Interesting. That's really cool, and I'm happy for you. You're probably going to pick that up pretty soon, like maybe today?
Yeah, right after this. I'm going to head out and go over there, pick it up.
Wow. So, Jay, there's games we've been playing, and there's a game that I picked up, and I briefly mentioned it at the intro, Severed Steel. It's a first-person shooter. I'm going to say this. This game is just downright fun. It's a fun game. You're playing... If you're into a game, if you're looking for a game that has great gameplay right from the get-up, right from the start, you want to just be able to, like... Maybe you want to be able to pick up a game and just play a few minutes... maybe you got 15 minutes and you're waiting for somebody else in your house to get ready. And you're like, yo, my wife's getting ready. Let me go ahead and throw this on. This won't disappoint. It's very simple, okay? And the things that you can do. So let me just say real quick. They don't give you a lot of backstory. But here you are. And I forget the girl's first name, but her last name is Steel, which is why... It's called Severed Steel, and she's working for this big corporation. A corporation goes south on her. They don't want her anymore. And for one, whatever reason, she wakes up from being knocked out, and her arm is cut off. So her left arm is cut off, and here we are. It's called Severed Steel. She's one-arm woman. Out to destroy this corporation. Okay, gameplay, real simple. Run, slide, jump, double jump, kick, dive, and shoot. It sounds like a lot of games we played, right?
Yeah.
and so mechanics, you got the right stick, camera movement, left stick is the player movement. You can run on walls, Jay. You do some tricks, like a jump while you're shooting. It slows down.
Okay, it's Matrix time, huh?
Yeah.
Bullet time.
Right. So I think a little bit of like Matrix, I'm mixed in with some Max Payne, right?
Oh, yes.
And, you know, the levels are short. So if you die, restarts you at the beginning of the level. I'll give you an idea how long the levels are, depending on how quick you are to just go through and do the objectives. Level can be like 2 minutes.
Oh, it's very arcadey.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And if you're really good and just want to do their objectives, which are like destroy the consoles or destroy the lab sample, you can be done in a minute in a level. About 42 levels, okay? The average completion time to this game is about... 2 to 3 hours. I've played about an hour and a half or so. Mm-hmm. I'm digging it. This is a fun game. Now, would I buy this at full price? Probably not. But I do like this game. This is a game that I would like to have in my back pocket, throw on when I just want to have a quick video game fix and be done with it. As you progress, that left arm that's been severed, you can put a cannon on there.
Oh, so you're like Mega Man.
A little bit. And then you can, you know, adjust that cannon to be like a a gravity gun or a meta grenade.
That is Mega Man.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's a fun game. Yeah. Now, the perspective isn't like Mega Man. It's totally first person. The graphics are okay, right? But you know what it is. Right?
Do you know if it's 60 or 30?
Oh, I don't know.
Can you tell?
I can't.
Uh-oh, you got to be able to tell or else there's the argument for Batman's not going to go anywhere.
I know, right? you know what, though? It's kind of weird for me because, like, yeah, you know, it is a good argument, Jay. I'm going to have to look that up.
Okay.
And to see what the frame rate is on that. But the gameplay is fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's what matters, too, right?
Yeah. I think that's it. And you know what, like... Because, you know, like, you're looking at it, and it's the graphics are very simple,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so it gives you kind of an old-school arcade feel to it.
Yeah, when I was looking into some of the images, because I didn't play it myself.
Right.
It looks cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very retro-looking. The colors they're picking is, like, very bright.
Now, I don't know if this is going to be, like, a top 10 game, but... I'm okay giving this game a 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a good buy. If you can get it on sale, yeah, get it. If you can get that, if you can get this game for $20, that's fantastic. That's like a perfect price point for this kind of game.
Mm.
Kind of like in that range of like Trek to Yomi, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, just like, or the, what was the Rollerdrome?
Right,
you know, kind of in that realm of game.
Yeah,
you know, you're not buying a Horizon Forbidden West type of game, right?
Yeah,
yeah. So, like, so I would recommend it, but at a discount.
Okay.
Yeah. What have you been playing, Jay?
I've been playing pre-register for Comic-Con. This is what I was playing on Saturday, right after work. So, jetted home. They say, get in the lobby, enter your member ID, and then be there by 8, and then the lobby waiting room will open at 9. Well, 9 o'clock happens, and the system is still in maintenance.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. And I have some accounts, so I had a total of 3 accounts, and three years ago, in 2019, when I bought for 2020, the PS4 I was able to use that internet browser to make a purchase. However, Comic-Con changed the way, method, how to do it, or whatever program they're using. So I can't use my PS4 for it. I had to use my phone.
Oh, geez.
So I organize a pre-reg for my coworkers and my friends.
Nice.
And I had to message through my watch. It is super difficult writing, like, how many are there? Do you have all these tickets? Blah, 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 blah.
On your watch?
And it's working. It's just taking me a while.
Oh, dang.
But then, you know, I worked all that night before, so I'm running out of batteries on my watch. But my phone, this 14 Pro has a lot of battery life. It still had, like, 40%, 48%. Still running strong, yeah. And, Finally, their maintenance came up. They fixed it. They said, all right, you can enter the room at night at 9:30 in the morning. And then the waiting room, which is randomized, will open up at 10. So my friends and I were all waiting to get tickets. And some of us got in an hour and a half. And some of us got in like an hour and 20 minutes. Whereas some people got in within a minute. That wasn't in our group.
Okay.
However, we all got tickets. It may not have been the days that we wanted, but, you know, we're in. So I'm very happy about that.
That's cool, man. Yeah. So how many of you are going?
So far, 7 out of 9, because my cousin, he jumped on, but he didn't purchase fast enough. And it doesn't hold your ticket in place while it's in your cart.
Hmm.
So I'm not too sure what the holdup was, but when he went to check out, it said they didn't have any more tickets, and then they closed it,
which is
a bummer.
Did you still get 3 days?
Got 2. No, that's good.
Okay.
Because that's all they had. So open registration, I was reading online that it's not a definite like date, but they did say that they're going to do open registration for the whole world by the end of this year. Because was it Sunday? So yesterday, it was for pre-reg, which means people that attended in 2022 are able to purchase for 2023. So they have two chances, essentially.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
So, yeah. So we're going to prioritize it again. And then I'm sure like some of our friends now have some friends that want to come in for 2023. I'll try to get them on board. Get my cousin back in.
Nice, yeah. Man. We gotta do a meetup.
Oh yeah, man.
You know, go downtown.
Yeah.
And maybe even if some of our friends don't have tickets, we can like hang out.
Yeah.
Hang out in front and just people watch.
Yeah, there's a lot to do out there.
There sure is. Yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the cool thing is like that whole downtown experience and liveliness. Now we have the Padres in the second round of the playoffs. You're going to get that kind of feel, too, right. Up in San Diego downtown. So, oh, man, it's nice to be a San Diegan right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sure is.
Yeah. But before that, man, like just going through all that stress for getting tickets, it's always just stressful.
Oh, right.
Yeah, because people, I really want to go in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And especially when you have a group that's going, you know, you want everybody to go. And,
yeah.
You want it to run smoothly.
Yeah. And then, like, if people didn't get the tickets that they want, the days that they wanted this time, like, if it opened, when it opens up during open reg, they're able to try again.
Okay.
Yeah. Get the days that they didn't get.
Wow.
But it's versus the whole world now. And their servers, I hope they have enough time to remedy what happened. Because, you know, that maintenance, like, caused a big delay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people love Comic-Con.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I'm glad it's up and running.
Cool, cool. So, Jay, did I miss anything?
Nah.
No, man, we covered a lot this episode. Thank you all for listening. We've got a lot of the neighbor gamer peeps that are just joining in. I really appreciate the people that are coming week to week. And our newcomers, hey, thanks for joining us. And share us with your friends and your peeps that enjoy video games and movie and streaming news. That's all for me. James, what do you got?
All right. Take care, everybody. Be kind to yourself and be kind to others.
Awesome. Take care. Bye.
Bye.